Even though right now times might be uncertain when it comes to youth sports, we still need to talk about what's coming up this summer in regards to Little Raiders youth football. Brian Molitor with Little Raiders Youth Football joined KDWA Sports to talk a bit about registration, and he first tells parents that are unfamiliar with the program what exactly Raider Nation football is all about.
Little Raiders football is for 5th and 6th grade, and right now there is definitely a lot of uncertainty in what's going on, but we're moving ahead as if there is a season, so we'd like all of our players and parents and kids to register right now. Registration is opened up right now on our website, HastingsLittleRaiders.com. They're able to register. We are not asking anybody to pay a fee at this point. Typically, our fee is $75 for the season for football, but right now we're just asking people to register so we can kind of get them online, and we'll keep them posted throughout the summer.
Though there are programs like flag football for the youngest of football players, Little Raiders football is tackle intended for some of the bigger kids. Molitor explains.
Now, there is something for your kids and for the younger kids. I know Y has a lot of great programs, but for the Little Raiders football, we're looking at kids that are going into 5th grade and going into 6th grade. So just the people that will be attending 5th and 6th grade the fall of 2020.
With all of the uncertainty right now surrounding COVID-19, I asked Molitor how exactly parents are supposed to sign their Little Raiders up for football this year.
Typically, we've done in-person registration, but with everything that's going on now, we are doing online-only registration at this time. So they should go to the website, which is HastingsLittleRaiders.com. They can register and put all the information they need at that time.
And again, with all of the uncertainty, we do know that parents may have to make a decision at the last moment in regards to putting their kids onto the field or not this summer. But Little Raiders Youth Football would like to get everybody registered as soon as possible so they can have equipment, coaches, and uniforms ready to go. Molitor with more.
Well, we do want it as soon as possible because we are purchasing equipment now, and we want to make sure that we have enough equipment for all the kids. So it is nice to know who is registered, how many people we have. But our equipment handout is usually the first week of August, and our season and practices start the following week after that. So we'll start before school starts. We'll start the middle of August, but you can register anytime, and the sooner the better.
Whether you have a child within the Little Raiders program or not, the league is always looking for wonderful officials and coaches. Molitor with more.
Yes, that's great. Any officials or coaches, anybody who's interested in officiating or coaches, we'd definitely be interested. We do get our own officials. We have a lot of people in the community that just like to do it. So we have a group that we talk to them and we go over the rules, and we just kind of hire some officials that are within the community and try to work with schedules. We're pretty flexible that way. We have a great bunch of officials right now, but are always looking for more to join. So if anybody's interested in that, they can feel free to contact us. And coaches, a lot of times we have coaches that have been with us for many years. You know, some don't even have kids in the program. And we have others that just kind of follow their kids around. If they got a kid in the program for a couple years, they help coach during that period as well. So anybody who is interested in coaching, we always like either as a head coach or an assistant coach would be helpful.
Equipment handout for Little Raiders football will take place in early August. Molitor with the final details.
The equipment handout will be the first week of August, and then practices would typically start the week after that, and our season usually runs until mid-October. And they will practice 4 days during the week and games on Saturdays. So it is a full season once we get going, if we're able to do that like past years. We'll start practices at that time. People who don't know maybe don't realize that our season, that once these kids start practice, they're practicing, you know, 3 to 4 days a week with practices and games, and then usually games on Saturdays as well.
That was Brian Molitor with Hastings Little Raiders Football. For more on Little Raiders Football, you can go to www.hastingsfootball.com, and you can pan down on Little Raiders.